I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. For Fred Waters, painting isn't so much about crafting a perfect piece of art for others to see. Instead, painting gives him a chance to quiet the constant racket in his head and focus on one detail at a time.
For a few of us, the painting is a way to express some feelings or allow ourselves to have certain feelings. Because, like for me, life gets overwhelmingly scary and there's a lot of stuff I want to numb out and don't deal with anymore.
Waters lives with mental illness and addictions that at times overwhelm him. But an art class at Western Montana Mental Health Center's Day Treatment Program is helping him find strategies to overcome his challenging symptoms.
With the illness, it feels like my mind wants to run 120 miles an hour, but my body's only going 10 miles an hour. And it forces me, it teaches me how to slow that down and balance it out so that I can communicate like we're doing now without, I'm not racing through this, you know, 15 years ahead of you, she's gonna want, I don't mind. I love coming here. There's a lot to learn.
Waters and other day treatment clients' artwork is part of the Stomp the Stigma art show and silent auction this Friday in Kalispell. The proceeds go to an art fund for future supplies and frames.
And then we have, I love that chicken. It's called the Black Chicken. Isn't that great? It's a great piece of art.
Ron Fournier runs the day treatment program. He guides me through the center's hallways, laden with watercolors, acrylics, and a set of handcrafted wood-burned walking sticks waiting to be sold.
I mean, I love the colors in the art because it's all bright. It's all bright and cheerful and beautiful things. So looking at it makes you feel good. It's not like some of the dark stuff that I think people would expect.
Western Montana Mental Health Center also offers therapy and peer support groups to help patients find a job, know what's expected when they rent an apartment, and generally take care of themselves independently. Like other health service providers in Montana, the center was hard hit by recent state-level budget cuts to Medicaid and grant programs. The center closed the only girls-specific group home in the Flathead Valley in April, and it can no longer bill Medicaid for therapy and addiction programs. Case managers in the Flathead Valley were also let go in April due to cuts to the state health department.
Because that's such an important service to our client. Case management connects people to housing, to transportation, to other social services that client may need in order to stay living in the community independently. So that's been very difficult and difficult for the clients.
Fournier says clients still receive the care they need, and the art program has become its own source of therapy for some folks, like Fred Waters. Waters says he especially appreciates his visit to the day treatment program because he knows what life is like without access to mental health care.
It was hard growing up because there wasn't nothing. The only thing for treatment was the state hospital in the street. That was it.
Dolores Aderman has three paintings in the art show inspired by famous artists like Pablo Picasso. She says she's drawn to their work because, like her, they lived with mental illness.
I can understand them. I can understand, not that I had bipolar, I'm not bipolar, but there was a lot of painters actually who are bipolar, you know, and you get in their head and it's like, wow, you know, one time you're happy and go lucky and you're doing, boom, the next minute you're like all over the place, you know, and that's the way they were.
One of her paintings.
But this is my favorite. She's up there. I love her.
Riffs on Picasso's signature cubism motifs by breaking a woman's face into parts, a smiling orange side looking out at the viewer, and a green, somber side looking in on herself.
You know, one side of the face thinks something and the other side of the face is something else. So, yeah, it's cool. I like it.
For Aderman, flipping through a binder of these artists' work makes her feel seen. Other paintings feature a rainbow of northern lights above crystal clear waters, a blossoming blue tree against a faint pink sky, and a glowing yellow goldfish in a deep blue lake. Ron Fournier says his client's artwork illustrates an unexpected facet of mental illness.
We will have clients here at the art show and come and visit, and you'll be surprised. I think your fears will melt away because in this country, it seems like we're stigmatized by mentally ill as being maybe violent or unruly. That's not the case.
The Stomp the Stigma art show and auction is this Friday from 4 to 8 p.m. at Western Montana Mental Health Center in Kalispell. More information is on our website, mtpr.org. In Kalispell, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.